How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
To the Bald-Faced Truth with John Canzano on 750 The Game.
I've never gotten into the, like, they're our buddy. Morgan State's not our buddy, right? You know what I mean? They would have left us as fast as we would have left them. You know what I mean? It just is what it is. It's our one of our biggest rivals now. That's the way I've looked at it. And that's not bulletin board material. I just hope they would say it the same way. Let's go compete. We've been waiting to compete with these guys, right? So they've dealt with a lot of adversity. We've dealt with a lot of adversity. I think it's going to be an energized. It's going to be a great, you know, obviously their stadium's going to be packed. I think there's going to be a lot of Cougs there, you know. So, I mean, I think it's an energizing football game. Like, that's what I mean by that. And to know that this is going to be an opponent that we're going to play for a long time, let's go do it. Because all the ones I've been in my 4 years here, they've been a heck of ball games.
Jake Dickert, Washington State coach. Talking about the Washington State-Oregon State game coming up on Saturday. Here to talk more about it, Greg Woods, covers the team like no other for the Spokesman Review, does a great job on Washington State on the beat. Greg is joining us now. What is Jake Dickert trying to do with that?
I think more than anything, just kind of emphasize, you know, to his guys, hey, this is a super important game for us. I mean, they're not going to be playoff, and I don't know if they ever were going to, but still fighting for, you know, the best bowl possible. And I think it's more of a – he's a great motivator. So I think one thing is more of a motivation tactic, you know, for his guys.
Oregon State is struggling. And, you know, I was at the Air Force game last week, just almost lifeless. And meanwhile, Washington State has had some troubles on the defensive side of the ball. I saw just a little bit earlier today, you talked with Jake Dickert. Is he changing the defense? Is he taking more control of the defense? What's he doing?
Yeah, I think the best way to put it would be kind of to involve himself a little more with the defense, which is what he did that last year toward the end of the season, and it was pretty clear that the defense was having a hard time. And same kind of idea, it sounds like, this season, where they give up 28 to Utah State at home, and then they 38 to New Mexico last weekend, and they just not contain Dampier, which is their quarterback. And so I think he's a defensive minded guy and always has been, and I think I think he's just trying to evolve himself a little more and make some more adjustments, because when I've asked him about it, when people have asked him about it, it's like, well, you know, there aren't enough adjustments. And at some point, obviously, that comes back to the defensive coordinator Jeff Smitty. And I think Jake's trying to evolve himself a little more in the defense this week.
I talked with John Mateer, the quarterback, yesterday, and, you know, I get the sense that he's really appreciative of all the opportunity that you know, Washington State has given him, and, you know, the people who believed in him and brought him from Texas to Pullman when no one else was offering him a scholarship. But how far will that go if somebody's throwing seven figures at him or life-changing money at John Mateer in the offseason?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's always a dollar amount, and I think fans who say otherwise are probably lying themselves a little bit. And for John, I mean, it's very understandable. I mean, I think it's a little tricky because all of these guys see themselves as guys that can make the NFL. Like, they would not be here if they didn't think that was possible. So when we say, you know, like, this guy's got to make his money while he can, I don't think it really. You know, I don't think they see that way. But it is true. I mean, this is their chance to make money. And for guys like that that aren't, super high on anybody's draft board, it's like, well, you might be making more money now than you ever will, you know, for the rest of your life, at least in this short of a time span. So, I think both can be true. I think both, he can be very appreciative of the opportunity. He can love Pullman and all that is true from what I understand. I mean, I think he loves it here, and the teammates love him, and it's a great situation. But also, you know, if like we found out with Cam Ward last year, I mean, Miami, because they're offering him you know, X amount of money, it's like, how can you know, you might not be able to turn that down. So
yeah, we're having some problems with your phone. I'm gonna let the screener take care of that. Let's take a quick break, Stephen, and we're gonna get his phone figured out. It seems to be breaking in and out. We'll let the phone screener handle that. All right, we're trying again with Greg Woods, Spokesman Review. It covers Washington State. Phone was cutting in and out. We had the screener work on that. Greg, are you back with us?
Yes, I am outside now, so hopefully that makes the difference.
All right, thanks for doing that. I mean, look, I don't want to hold you too much longer, but, you know, just give me a sense. You know, Washington State was sniffing around a playoff berth, and now they lose to New Mexico, and now it's this recalibration. You know, the energy around the program when that stuff happens tends to shift a little bit. What have you noticed this week?
I mean, from what I can tell, it's about the same. I mean, Jay, like I said, Jay Dickert's a great motivator, and I think that's, like, you know, one of his best traits, honestly. And so for that reason, I think that the energy is never really much of a problem around the Cougs program. I think he does a great job with that, and all the coaches are kind of on the same page. And so, I think the tone around, you know, some of the interviews has been a little bit, you know, different coming off a loss, but I think that's true for any team coming off a loss. So, I don't really think there's any big, source of concern there, but, definitely a little more somber and, going into Oregon State this weekend.
10 win season that, you know, ends up with an Alamo Bowl or a Holiday Bowl. Is that enough for this team to celebrate and rally around?
I think in a regular year it would be. I think it's not the case this year where they're playing, you know, 8-0 West teams because of the, you know, situation. I think most fans would have been happy with, obviously 12-0 would have been huge, but 11-1 was kind of the second goal, with the one loss being the Boise State. And going to New Mexico and dropping that one in any way is, you know, concerning, but especially the way they did it. And so, now they're looking at, you know, the best case scenario is a 10-win season with one of those bowls, like you said. I think they would have us believe that it's a great season. But honestly, I mean, with one of those losses being to New Mexico, and, I mean, no offense to those guys, but, I mean, Wazoo had that game won. So to lose that in that fast and have that be, you know, your second loss that sends you to one of those bowls, I think it's tough. But, I mean, 10 wins is still 10 wins. And, I mean, who knows, next time that will happen to these guys. I think they will still appreciate it, though, for sure.
John Mateer, you know, Wayshawn Parker, how much of this team do you get the sense can carry over into next season? And ideally the Cougar Collective steps up, but what do you get the sense of kind of the carryover from this season to next will be with this roster?
Yeah, I mean, I would be lying if I said it for sure, obviously. I mean, there's always a dollar amount. Hopefully I got that in before my phone cut out last a few minutes ago. But yeah. I think all these guys, you know, appreciate where they are, and they like Coleman and all of these things. That's all true. I'm not just trying to say that to be good to them, but I think it's all true. But like I said, there is a dollar amount at the end of the day. And it's just a matter of how much the collective fear can step up and match to that. I think their pitch will be, hey, you know, even if we can't offer you the same amount of money that these other schools can, what we can offer is, you know, a place that's focused on football, which, you know, Pullman is small enough to do that. You know, we can offer you, you know, these other, you know, resources and, you know, commercials, like John's in a couple of those in this area. So I think they have their own ways of pitching their, you know, where they're at and, you know, those dollar amounts. And even if they can't offer, you know, those amounts, like I said, I think there is a pitch to be had. But, you know, like I said, there is. It's hard when you're, you know, 19, 20 years old. I mean, I don't think you or I could turn down, you know, $1 million or whatever. So that part is tough for sure.
How about Jake Dickert? The fan base seems to be a little concerned about the flight risk there, and understandably so. Oregon State loses Jonathan Smith. And, you know, the floodgates opened on the program.
Yeah, I mean, it will be interesting to see how that kind of materializes, because I think in a regular year, you win 10 games at Washington State, you're going to have offers left and right, and, you know, rightfully so. Well, you know, they get 10 wins playing a bunch of Mountain West teams. You know, how does that change things? Is there the same perception? And I don't know the answers. I think that'll be really fascinating to see the way that plays out. I'm sure the Purdue job might be open, Mississippi State. Those are the two schools that come to my mind the first. And so, yeah, I think I don't think either of those schools would be wrong for going after Jake. I think he would be a great fit there, and he would do great. I think it just comes down to, one, obviously the money. I'm sure he can make a lot more money at, you know, either of those places. And two, you know, how do the schools that have openings perceive a 10-win season at Washington State where you're playing, you know, eight Mountain West schools, which is not the norm, obviously. Mm-hmm. So I think it'll come down to those two factors for sure.
Yeah. Is that a silver lining of the outcome against New Mexico, is that, you know, some of a little bit of the shine comes off Jake Dickert in kind of the management, the clock management at the end of the game?
Yeah, I think if you're a Cook fan, definitely. I think he's still learning as a head coach, and that's obvious, and that's been obvious in a few different spots this season, whether it was that situation at the end of the game against New Mexico, or I thought he got out coaching at San Jose State, and he said the same thing after the game. So I think there's some ways and some examples of him just, you know, learning as a head coach, and that's not bad at all. I mean, the guy's 41 years old, and so he's still learning, and I think if you're someone who's trying to convince themselves that he would stay here, I think that's something you would point to. Looking to New Mexico, especially in the way they did, it's like, well, you know, not only did you lose to middle of the road non-West team, but you also made a pretty costly mistake at the end of the game that a lot of coaches would have been smart enough to avoid. So, that definitely kind of takes the shine off a little bit, and I think if he does stay, I think that will be one of the reasons why he does.
Greg Woods, you're the best. Thanks for moving for us. Spokesman Review covers Washington State. I'll see you in the press box on Saturday.
Sounds good. See you there, John.
All right. There he goes. Jake Dickert, Washington State fans, I think, nervous about the coaching situation because they saw what happened at Oregon State when Jonathan Smith left. And then you got a quarterback in John Mateer. It just kind of feels to me like Washington State might just be renting him in the next couple of weeks and into the postseason. There's going to be a big demand for Mateer. And I kind of look at schools like Texas A&M and I go, gosh, it's in his home state. They came at him. They're going right for a star quarterback that's capable of carrying a team. That's a seven-figure deal. I mean, Dylan Gabriel's NIL package reported to be over $2 million. And so Cam Ward gets $1 million to go to Miami, and he's the last guy that left Washington State. Well, have to keep an eye on all of that. Brings us to our big splash.
This is
the one thing you absolutely need to know today.
Look at it.
Where?
Down there.
Must be
the big splash. Brought to you by Keller Burger, home of the peanut butter pickle bacon burger, and voted best burger 5 years in a row. Keller Burger, the burgers your mama warned you about.
Chris Sale came back to not only pitch well for the Atlanta Braves this year as a 35-year-old left-handed pitcher. He finished 18-3 with a 2.38 ERA. He is now the National League Cy Young Award winner. Got his first Cy Young Award, beating out Philadelphia's Zach Wheeler. Got 26 of the 30 first-place votes. Chris Sale, great story. He's a guy that was one of the best starting pitchers in baseball like a decade ago. And Tommy John surgery all the way back. Congrats to him.
88% of the workweek is spent communicating, so it's important your team does it well. Enter Grammarly. Grammarly's AI helps teams communicate clearly the first time. It shows you how to make words resonate with your audience, helps with brainstorming, and lets you instantly create and revise drafts in just one click. Join over 70,000 teams and 30 million people who use Grammarly to move work forward. Go to grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly. Enterprise Ready AI.